When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. It's a podcast that's a lot about nothing. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Dulce Sloan. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Ladies.
How you doing?
Sprained both my ankles, but other than that, I'm good.
Fire. Doing well.
Just out here just living, dog. Shout out to CityMD, because the other urgent care I was going to, I think what it was probably trying to kill me. But they gave me these braces to put on my ankles. And my friend sent me, then my homegirl, a homegirl who I consider a sister. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They call this bitch my sister on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. This human being, you ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
You know that part of the movie where he's running and his leg braces start breaking off? Be friends with comics, they said. It'll be fun, they said. This heifer, not only, first she sent me the voice memo. First she sent me a voice memo going, run, Forrest, run. So, if you haven't seen my Instagram, this is what the leg braces look like, okay? I'm strapped up. I'm iced out. You understand? Double strap, okay? The blessing is every day I'm feeling a little bit better. I don't have a fracture or nothing. I do know I have a bone spur on my right foot. I don't know what the fuck that is, but apparently don't cause a problem, so... Other than that, I'm straight. How are you doing? Are your muscles and limbs working correctly?
Yeah, I feel all right. So today, mm-hmm. This week's episode, mm-hmm. This chapter, mm-hmm. In our friendship, this crossroads that we're at,
yeah,
is bananas versus plantains.
Cause you tried it.
Cause I tried it.
Cause you. Because tried it like a free sample at a Costco on a Sunday. Try it.
I like how I could feel how you've been saving that up. I could feel like as you were doing, you were too excited for the steps. You like the here and the here. I could feel you waiting.
Bro,
you wanted to say it the other day when I said this, and then you waited, and then you did it just now.
Because this is where it's applicable. You understand? Like, when I tell somebody don't play with me, sir, I'm not made by Nintendo or Parker Brothers. I did not come with a controller or dice. Do not play with me. You understand? You know what? We're not starting in the right place. Because if this is anybody's first time listening to this podcast, it's coming real hard, you know? There feels like there's a lot of aggression. Honestly, it's not the point. It's for the people to know. It's for the people to know.
It's to educate. Sometimes it's to learn.
To educate, okay? This is teachable moments, right?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to teach you why plantains just don't have it.
You know what? I'm going to let you start. Last episode, I started.
Go ahead and start.
Because you always feel, last episode, I started with my vanilla. And you are the one that attacked me about this banana plantain shit. So you, counselor.
Not wiping the face.
It's actually just a simple wipe, you know. You, counselor, will start with your opening statement before I come before the juries and tell them how I feel. So go ahead. Talk about your little bananas. Go ahead.
Little bananas. Okay. First of all, bananas. High in potassium. High in deliciousness. Okay. Can help you regulate your blood sugar. Can be life-saving. Mm. All right. If somebody went into a bit of a sugar shock, all right, and you add a little piece of banana, you put that in your mouth and you make them chew it. You chomp, chomp, chomp their mouth for them. Boom, they wake up like an episode of Wishbone.
No. Not an episode of Wishbone.
I'm just saying, bananas, they also, what do? They stay cheap, okay? They should be cheaper. They should actually be cheaper than they are right now, but that's the cartel's business, and I'm not going to get into it.
Hey, man, don't speak on nothing. That's none of your business.
Yeah. All I'm saying is market price versus real price, they're very cheap, and they should be cheaper. Also, your favorite treats, don't they have a banana flavor? I've never seen a plantain-flavored candy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You keep going. Okay. Cause you know what? I'm gonna start. I'm taking notes. Is what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. You banana flavored kid. You know, wow.
Like just so people know, in all the time that Dulce and I've been friends, she's never wanted to curse me out as much as she does right now. Like I the same way that I could feel her saving up that comeback, I can feel how much she wants to swear as she's holding it back. Because she knows what it'll look like to the people if she just starts cursing at me minute five, you know?
About fruit. If I
About fruit. So then it doesn't look like we're friends if she just starts letting me have it with all the swear words in the sailor's handbook in minute five over fruit.
Over fruit.
So I appreciate the restraint, but I can also see the pullback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you got? Candy?
Yeah, candy flavors. Also, some of your favorite treats when it comes to the puddings. All right. A great banana pudding, a vanilla wafer pudding. Okay. A pie. Cream. How many things? Banana is so versatile. How many things do you want me to list? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to stop? A banana.
So you're talking
split?
About the versatility. So the versatility.
The versatility matters. It matters in the greatness.
Okay.
Okay. Also, the accessibility. It's very cheap. All right. They ripen well. We're not talking about avocados. We're not talking about something where I'm going to crack it open and then just scream in my kitchen like I've lost my mind. Okay. We can watch the banana ripen. Also, I'll even put this out there, all right? I'll wrap up the opening argument with the fact that when people even see a plantain, a lot of the world in the grocery store seeing their first plantain for the first time, they're like, damn, that banana's big. They don't even respect the fact that the plantain is a different thing. I've watched people buy a plantain. This actually did happen with one of my friends one time, and it was very funny. He bought a plantain, didn't know it.
And
I'm not always a good friend. And so I let him eat it. So he break open the plantain and he like, he's like, oh, this banana nasty.
Wow.
And I was like, it's because it's not. It's a different thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, Josh Johnson, I didn't know you had it in you.
He also kept calling it a plantain, even though I said plantain from the jump.
When people say plantain, it runs through me. Also, when people say salmon.
Yeah.
Sword.
Ooh, you'll see a preacher say sword and it's kind of stop respecting them.
It's usually a preacher, honestly.
It's usually a preacher. And every time it happens, I hear sword. I'm like, you haven't finished that book. Don't do that.
Then the book he means is the Bible. Yeah, the sword of God will make me get up and leave.
Yeah. That's so what?
And mind you, I lived in a place like I'm originally from Miami, right? Mm-hmm. So I grew up in Atlanta and Miami. And I remember hearing Scrawberry, Screet, Ambulance, Lyberry. Mm-hmm. And they were more acceptable to me mm-hmm. than salmon and sword.
Yeah.
There's just something so offensive about it. I don't know if it's the S. I don't know what it is. So Josh,
I'm gonna make you a crest, and it's gonna be a salmon with a sword going through it.
Just on a strawberry.
Yeah. A strawberry handle.
I can't. Oh, you just got this strawberry crest with a sword and a salmon. I hate Josh Johnson. this is my Nucky View Buck trophy. That's what you're trying to do to me.
Hey, it's not gonna be a trophy, it's gonna be a jacket.
I love it. Okay, so is this your closing statement?
I'll wait till the very end to close, but I will end my opening. Yes.
Because of how I grew up and where I grew up, mm-hmm. I knew about plantains very early, right? Now, some people only know about the plantain when they get it with some of their Jamaican food or Cuban food, you know, usually like a Caribbean mm-hmm. food.
They think sometimes they're only sweet.
Right. Only West African. Now, some people, now let's go. So you mentioned the sweet. Let's go into the versatility. Okay. Now, a lot of places, they just do the sweet. And that's in Spanish, they call them maduros. Right. And my mom made a lot of like Cuban food, Caribbean food growing up just because we're from Miami. And so when you talk about the versatility, bananas can only do sweet. That's the only thing they can do, right? I don't know why you sighed like that. I don't know why you roll your eyes like that. Because have you not had tostones?
Bananas can mostly do.
Not mostly. Because you got your, what'd you say? Banana flavored candy, which we all know is nasty. We know the banana flavored runt, disgusting.
Lies and slander, unacceptable.
You said slies, first of all.
Lies.
Banana and now and laters, gross. You all know banana now and laters are disgusting.
The thing is, this is, ooh. Okay.
Wait. Hold on. I let you make your opening statement.
I'm with you. You were asking me a question. I thought I was answering. We engaged in some conversation. But
go ahead. You're right. Go ahead.
I'll stop.
We all know.
Because I don't want to get too hot over you.
Ooh. Banana flavored candy.
Go ahead.
Disgusting. We all know when you get runts, you would throw them bananas across the movie theater. Gross. The banana now and later. Who wants a banana now and later? Ain't nobody eating banana now and laters. I think they might even discontinue the flavor. Tell me what other banana flavor candy is there other than the runt and the now and later? Who else out here making Mamba? Is Mamba making banana flavor candy?
Yes.
Trash. Who else?
You didn't even know until I said
I'm just asking. It's nasty.
I believe Starburst.
Starburst ain't got banana flavored nothing.
Starburst had the yellow is banana.
The yellow is lime, is lemon.
The yellow's lemon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You telling me your knowledge of a Starburst is so limited that you did not know that the yellow Starburst was lemon? Wow.
There's banana flavored ice cream.
Who was eating that?
There's banana flavored Laffy Taffy.
So when you're talking about banana candies, you're really out here talking about the things that are thrown away the most often.
Versatility.
Now, like I said, show me a situation, because even banana chips are sweet. So show me a situation where the banana is used in a non-sweet situation.
The dehydrated banana chips are not as sweet.
Because they're not sweetened, but they're still sweet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, banana can't help the sugar that it comes with.
Okay, there we go. Banana can only do what banana can do. And banana's giving you one note.
That's not what I said.
No.
I banana said we does, can't blame them for the sugar that it has.
I'm not blaming them for the sugar that it has. What I'm saying is because of the sugar that it has, it's only giving you one note. Right?
Nope.
No. No, no, no. Banana can only give you sweet, less sweet or a lot of sweet, right? Because you know when a banana turns brown, it basically just condenses down into nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the versatilities.
Oh. Oh, my God. I really don't like how much you're enjoying this.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You are talking to someone who does not fuck with bananas, has not really fucked with bananas since I was a child. Mm-hmm. Never been a fan. My mom would buy them and my brother would eat them, okay? And every time I couldn't finish one because, bleh. Now, your plantain, your plátano. Let me tell you about the plantain, okay? Let me tell you what the plantain is doing in these streets, on these islands, from continent to continent, from sea to shining sea, all right? And he's talking about versatility. Your plantain. Because you know when a banana's green, you can't eat it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait till it's yellow. You got to wait for it to get them little spots on it.
Little speckled, yeah.
Little speckles, little freckles, you know. Little pigmentation, little melanin coming up in your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can eat it, before it gets too soft. Your plantain can be eaten at all of these stages. You can eat a plantain when it's green. You can eat a plantain when it's yellow. You can eat a plantain when it is brown and black as shit. In fact, you can get multiple things. So this is the thing. You can turn green plantains. You've got tostones, right? Mm-hmm. Fried. You've got mofongo, right? You take, you soak in a little salt, smash it, boom, fry it. You take a plantain green, cut it up, you soak it in a little salt water, or you don't have to, you know, depends on what you're doing with your heart. Then press it down, put it in some oil, boom. You can boil it up using a thickener stew. Also, you can dry it, turn it into flour. When I do the Daniel fast every year, I can't use wheat flour. I got plantain flour in here making pancakes, making muffins, all right? Out here doing the work. Then, you know, like you could put it into a stew, thicken the stew up, okay? You do mofongo, you mix it up with some meat, put it on a plate next to some rice, bam, you're doing that. Put in stews, put it in soups, okay? With a little yuca or cassava. You got some more plantains, keep letting them get dark, keep letting them get dark. Put them in a plastic bag, forget about them, forget about them. Let that skin look like it's had a long vacation at the beach. I'm talking about black, I'm talking about Mutombo. You take it out of there, bam. And now it's delicious and sweet. Fry that up. And now you've got maduros or sweet plantains. So you see what I'm saying? If I got a couple different plantains, okay, I can make an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert from one fucking fruit. I'm out here doing Iron Chef in this bitch with one ingredient, giving you everything that you need, okay? I've given you savory. I've given you sweet. Also, when you want to bring up potassium, plantain has just as much potassium as a fucking banana. Well, you want to talk about vitamins and minerals?
It seems like...
No, 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 seems like I gave you everything. Oh, you're talking about how it ripens? Plantains ripen the same way a banana ripens. Because guess what? When a banana is too ripe, it gets super, super mushy. And you can't do shit with it. But either make banana bread or give it over to somebody with no teeth. Okay? That's what you can do with an overripe banana. You know, your overripe plantain, fry that bitch up. Fry it up and you have a delicious treat. Okay? So I hit everything you was talking about. Hit everything you was talking about. Because can you deny? Can you deny that the banana cannot do savory and sweet, but the plantain can?
What I'll tell you?
No.
What I'll tell you is that the banana, I don't see it doing savory. I also barely see the plantain doing sweet well.
Okay, you got everybody fucked up. Everybody knows you let that skin on that plantain get dark and you just let it be itself. Banana got to hop into candies and splits, okay? All this other shit. Now, no, there may not be a plantain pudding that we know about, but there's a lot of products in the world. I don't know if people out here making sweet plantain pudding. I don't know, because think about how wild a banana pudding could be. Also, I'm surprised a Southerner hasn't thought of this yet. Like taking a banana and a banana pudding and like frying them up a bit and then putting them in the pudding. You don't have to why the bananas and banana pudding just get mushy and gross.
Yeah.
Take them and just flick them at your cousin. They get disgusting. Yeah. You take them out, flick them at your cousin.
Mm-hmm. I guess my thing is just, and look, I'm not saying that it is going to always be disgusting. I just, the sweet plantains that I've had have been fine. It may just not be for me. I respect that people like it. I like that people like it. I love when people like different things. But for me, plantain can do savory. It's not really doing sweet. Not at the level of banana.
Because the banana can only do one. That's what I'm saying. The banana only has one gear. It doesn't have the option to do anything else. If you make banana chips, banana chips gonna be sweet or more sweet, right? It's not versatile. It's just not. It can be something you eat in your hand or something that you see. One of my favorite things to see in a grown man try to eat a banana.
What do you mean try?
Listen, you know he really just wants to bite into it. Yeah. You ever seen a man go to eat a banana and he goes to bite into it and then he looks around and sees that people can see him eating his banana, so now he has to break it off into pieces and put it in his mouth like he's eating chicken nuggets because he's not bold enough to just bite into a fucking banana?
I think you need to start hanging around different men. This sounds
No, this isn't a man that I knew.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't even want to be on the same block as somebody who's like, let me break this off because I don't want anybody thinking that
Listen, you've never heard a nigga say pause before he ate a banana?
Not in person, no.
Bro, it is the wildest thing. Sometimes I feel bad for men. Like, you just want to eat this thing sideways? Like, what's happening, bro? It's very...
Eating the banana sideways. Oh. that's insane.
So when we're talking about these phallic fruits.
Do you think then that if it was put to the people, which we will do at the end of the episode, right. Do you think that as far as fruits go, bananas are more popular than plantains?
I think it's because of the country we live in.
Well, I'm saying in the world, though, do you think that... Because you're telling me things about plantains that I didn't know. So
what
I'm
you mean
asking,
like, what you didn't know?
The dishes. I didn't know all the dishes. You were asking me, have I had certain dishes and I haven't had them.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, if you factored in the whole world, not just the U.S., and you put the two fruits up against each other, which one do you think would be more popular?
I think the plantain would be more popular because of the versatility of the plantain. Plantain chips and some guac. Ugh. Delicious.
See, plantain chips don't do it for me. What? Like, there's just something that's
I've had
like,
some bad ones. I've had some bad ones. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I've had some bad ones. They were crumbling.
Three times.
Huh?
I've only ever had it three times.
I can tell you, if you want to try a good plantain chip, go to Empanada Mama. They got a high quality plantain chip in that, you know, over at that joint, in that organization. Yeah. This is something that I ate a lot growing up. So I think it also is like your proximity to it, how often you had it as a child. There's just some things you don't like. I don't like the flavor of a banana. I don't like the texture of a banana. So I think I like a plantain because the flavor is more, because like I feel like bananas are an overpowering flavor sometimes. Like, you know, they're like, oh, they'll have like these, you know, smoothie places. And like, oh, we use the banana as a base. And I'm like, bitch, you cannot put enough fruit in this thing for me to taste all the banana you done put in this bitch.
Look, you keep coming at and disrespecting the superior flavor.
It's not superior.
And
it's anything that can only take
so much.
It takes over other shit. You see what I'm saying? If you're telling me that I'm going to get a pineapple mango smoothie, don't give me a banana smoothie with a suggestion. Don't drop into my mind. Don't give me a whisper of mango.
Okay.
An afterthought of pineapple. Give me the fruit. No, it's bananas overpowering. It takes over. That's why when I make my smoothies, my nutritionist taught me to freeze the bananas. Not to change the texture of it, but to subdue the flavor of the banana so it does not overtake my smoothie experience.
Help me out then. Why is it banana's fault that the rest of these fruits are on struggle?
Hold on. Now, you know, a mango and a pineapple come out here kicking and screaming, okay? Don't act like that a pineapple get giving you coladas,
They're giving overpowered, aren't they? Aren't they getting overpowered easily?
Now,
help me out. Why is that happening?
You know what? I will retract this statement, Your Honor, only because, you know, when you eat something and there's something you don't like in it, the first thing you taste is the thing you don't like?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what's happening.
Maybe.
So I will retract my previous statement. But what I will say, is that the plantain gives you a lot of flavors. It gives you a lot of options. It gives you a lot of things that you can do that the banana does not.
It does give you a lot of meal options that the banana does not. I'm not even disputing. I'm just saying, if we're talking about greatness, all right?
God. Greatness? You think that a fruit you unzip is greater than this other fruit that you unzip?
100%.
Come on. All you've given me is nasty candy.
You unzip. You know,
nasty candy.
I've given you peak flavors.
Bro, Laffy Taffys should be burned in a trash fire.
This is the other thing.
Banana Laffy Taffy shouldn't be donated to the needy. Stop. If you're giving out banana candy at Halloween, call the cops.
What you're saying?
You put a razor blade in my apple. I would take a razor blade in an apple before I took a packet of banana Laffy Taffy.
How and dare. Okay?
I think you wanted to say, how very dare you.
So look. My thing.
Listen, your thing gonna be wrong, but go ahead.
No. My thing is, you can take a banana to the head off the rip when you unzip, all right?
Okay.
Plantain has to be manipulated. It has to be heated. It has to be dried. It has to be cooled. It has to be mushed. It has to be all these things, because on its own baseline, straight out of the earth, the way that the Lord gave it to us, it's all right, but it's not edible. You're not just biting into a plantain as soon as you get a hold of one. That's not what's happening.
You can't eat a green anything unless it's an apple.
Yeah, but I'm saying even when the plantain is ripe and ready, it's ready to still get worked on. It's still like what your fruit does is a relay race. What my fruit does is a sprint. Just throwing it out there. Just saying.
In the same way that you can eat a banana raw.
Okay.
Once it's ripe, unzip it, eat it. You can eat a plantain like that. Most people
don't. You can. Should you?
You can.
I know I'm saying you can, but should you? Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. Is that what you do? Are you out here just taking plantains as soon as you see them, ripping them open, biting them down? That's not what you're doing.
We all know that you got to let a plantain get ripe.
Okay. Even when it's ripe, are you just biting into it Or that's are you not putting how I it, eat it in the dish?
There's other people that eat it another way. I don't eat sashimi. But there are other people out here eating fish fresh out the just hand in ocean. I'm not that person, Doc.
So why do they art when they bite into it? What is that? What is that right now?
That's a great question.
You said it three times and I let it slide.
That is an amazing question, Fred.
I would love if the first time you watch someone eat sashimi, they just to themselves quietly went, arr. Arr. Arr.
When you imitate somebody eating, does it make noise?
Depends. There are some people, if I'm talking about how they were eating, okay. I just make the face of how they were eating. Mm. But if I'm talking about like, okay, so this is to digress, this is very funny to me. This is like peak funny to me. Okay. So my uncle, when he would be eating stuff, he would
sidebar. Hum. This is the same uncle that opened his foot with the microwave to take soup out.
Yeah.
Got it. If you are not aware of Josh Johnson's comedy, he tells a joke about his uncle burning his foot with soup.
Yeah.
Because he had a microwave on the floor.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most uncle things you can do.
Yeah, he just doesn't have his life together. He doesn't have a counter.
And he doesn't have a counter.
That's why it's on the floor.
But he literally could have just used the box that the microwave came in.
Mm-hmm. He has options. No, he chooses to live like this.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, his uncle uses his foot. But the thing is, it's like, but so he used the foot to take the bowl out the microwave because he could have just bent over. Oh, this is why men can't be trusted.
So then whenever he's eating something he really loves, like loves from the bottom of his heart, like a little kid loves, he can't eat something good without humming. So then, but it's not a musical hum. Mm. It's a creepy hum. So then he'll bite into something like, and it's consistent.
Like a dying car from a distance?
Yep. It's not a hum like, it's none of those. It's just him biting and just, and if you break it up, he will act like he doesn't hear it.
I do know when I was in college, that the first time I saw a grown man do that, this guy was like working with the theater. He was like in one of our shows. He was like a grown adult man. He had ice cream and he had a song in his heart, Jack. That meant every, he had a whole little, it wasn't a song song, but he was, I was like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, when I eat things that I like to hum about it. I was like, okay, live your life, friend.
Did you see the thing on Instagram where that bride, they were filled with that bride and she was enjoying her wedding meal. And so she was like this as she was chewing. And then she saw the camera. She was like,
I think I saw her. She's like, hey.
Yeah.
Listen, it's your wedding day and your food is good. Bitch, turn up. I'd have been like, Listen, if I get a wedding day, if the Lord provides, I'm acting fool on my wedding day, Jack. I might have a slip and slide in this bitch. I don't know. I don't know what can happen. All right. This could end up accidentally being a wedding that lasts 2 days. Who knows? We're going to be eating, we're going to be drinking, a DJ going to be lit. There will not be a band because I hate bands at weddings. Oh, there's nothing more annoying than a fucking band at a wedding.
What's the difference to the...
Don't do that.
DJ.
Don't do
if that. The band is good, what's the
difference? No, because the band is limited in what they can play.
But if you have a list...
The band cannot play Swag Surfing, can they?
We don't know that.
Don't...
Bring the right instruments.
Josh.
Bring the swag.
Joshua.
Bring the surfboard.
Joshua Elizabeth Johnson.
If you believe.
Joshua Elizabeth Johnson. I will not be treated this way. You fucking dare. Unless this is a band. I can play. I gotta have a black band. I have a black, not like a wedding band, just like a black band. A band at a black wedding. Fuck out of here. Can a band play the wobble? I don't want to do this with you. I don't want to do this with you. You probably can't even electric slide. Ah, Elizabeth, I can't. I can't. Fucking
Josh Johnson. So you're just going to go ahead and attack me off properly. Probably can't electric slide.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So I guess my thing, I think that bananas are still cheaper than plantains.
Well, plantains aren't sold by the bunch.
But doesn't that make them much more expensive by not selling them by the bunch?
I don't know. What's the unit price versus by the pound?
The last time I checked, bananas were 29 cents a pound and organic bananas were 49 cents a pound.
Okay.
And so what are plantains usually going for?
The plantain is cheaper. Mm. Got anything else, Elizabeth?
You guys are going to rename me on this podcast.
I mean, listen, you try. I'll say this. I have been amazed at how hard you have worked to present your banana argument. I mean, you even wore a banana yellow hoodie.
Mm-hmm. I came through fully.
Because you were worried I was going to say something about this hoodie.
I'm not scared of you.
Because people act like that I'm not a nice lady, Josh. So, listen, we're going to kick this over to you, the listeners, because Josh has really just dedicated himself to just losing.
What?
The delay on that was beautiful.
Bananas are great. If you agree, let us know. All right.
Plantains are amazing and versatile. If you want to be right.
Don't let Dulce trash our beloved flavor. Okay.
Whoa. What beloved?
Right? Our beloved fruit. Our beloved potassium. Our beloved vitamin A.
Plantains have all the vitamins and minerals that I looked it up.
Not when you cook them out. Not when you cook them out. All right.
Dare.
I can take that banana raw. All right.
You can eat a plantain raw. Most people don't, though.
You can, but should you?
You know what? We're going to see. Hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. If we're I want going a bunch of sand in my mouth, I'd bite right into a raw plantain.
You have decided to live like a savage.
Really?
Yes.
Me?
Yes. It's surprising. I thought you were a nice, sophisticated man.
Wait. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, not live.
For not falling for your banana propaganda. All right.
Banana propaganda. You know. Like, we're just going to hold on. Do people like bananas? I'm just going to ask this internet.
How about I ask the internet if people know what plantains are?
Googled this. People also ask, what percentage of the population likes bananas, right? Why do people like bananas so much? Why are bananas gross? Why do I not? The first thing is on the urban list, 28 things only people who hate bananas understand. Now, mind you, I don't like bananas. I'll eat banana nut bread because the bread has found a way to really, to finally subdue the banana and put it in its place where it can help be a part of the flavor profile and not dominate it like a bully.
So once again, we're going to kick it over to you, the listener. Let us know how you feel about plantains, how you feel about bananas, how you feel about them versus each other. Maybe you love both. Does one edge it out over the other? And look, maybe you love the thing or you hate the thing more than our argument could take into account. All right.
Yes.
I understand. Yes. I really do get it. If you love plantains so much that my immaculate argument fell on deaf ears. I understand that, right? I even get how maybe you could have been swayed by some of the lies and propaganda that my co-host threw out at bananas.
Yes, nigga.
All right? But I hope that you'll let us know how you feel. I hope you'll hit us up. Tell us how you're enjoying the show. Tell us if there's anything else that you want us to talk about versus anything else you want us to talk about.
And
what's on your mind?
Tell us why Josh Johnson is living in a fool's paradise. Tell us how Josh Johnson is out here
okay.
with his head
All right.
in the clouds.
All right. Okay.
So, your honor, Josh Johnson has not only defamed me, slandered me. This is on record. This is on wax. So I think it's libel. Talking about I'm spreading lies and propaganda, knowing good and damn well in his American Christian mind, okay, that he has been coming for my neck the whole time. And he know this ain't how we usually talk. This ain't how we usually get down. But Josh Johnson, it started to take things real personal, Jesus. Okay?
Don't you
Lord.
Dare pray for me right now.
I don't think anybody's ever said, don't you dare pray for me. I'm making my closing argument. Shut up, boy.
Because I knew what you were doing. I knew this prayer wasn't sincere. You were praying around me. You were praying
Listen,
at me, not
originally,
for me.
Originally, it was my closing statement. But then the spirit of the Lord fell upon my heart. It says my ankles are messed up and I cannot dance like David danced. I know there are people on this listening to this podcast who are like, man, I know they're Christian, but why they got to keep talking about it?
Oh, wait. They need me in rewrite, so I'm going to run. They just text me here.
Okay. So thank you so much for listening to Hold Up with me, Dulce Sloan, and Josh Johnson. Josh has some shows coming up. Please look on his website and his Instagram. He literally just ran out of the room. Thank you for listening to Hold Up. And just remember, Josh is always wrong. Bye-bye.
Everybody go. This has been Hold Up. We've covered conscious rap versus club bangers, bar soap versus body wash, diners versus waffle houses, all sorts of things. What else should we be talking about? We want to know from you. Let us know, drop us a comment, or hit Hold Up on social at The Daily Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.